in the Discord.
Yep. Rich and I are using Discord. We have for the past three casts. You probably have noticed. I mean, who wouldn't?
It's clear, we know.
It's quite clear. I think I've made it abundantly clear when you can hear in the audio quality. But, yeah, it's pretty sweet. And then Rich and I were kind of gushing about Discord before we slap record. And
figured they didn't even pay us.
Gush about Discord while recording.
Discord, send us money.
Yeah. If you don't have Discord already, I'm not even sponsored. I think Discord's great. I just think Discord's great.
No. I was like, that was my ad. Like, if you don't have Discord, what are you doing?
So you're like stopping me because I thought it sounded like I was going into an advertisement. Like, hey, that's right, Discord. Host your own channels for free.
I'm trying to make it sound more like an advertisement. Like, you don't have Discord? What are you doing?
What's wrong with you? I'm trying to think of the previous servers that we had used in the past, whether it was Mumble. I know Mumble was
We had Mumble for a while.
And then there's Team. There still is TeamSpeak. There is Ventrilo, which is the oldest one. Yeah. It's like the godfather of my life, a voice chat server that blew my mind when I was younger. I think Discord's just so much better because it's just an easier interface and mapping different bots, permissions, chat. It's just a breeze and it's a lot more fun. Oh, is that a cycle? Oh yeah, it is. It's just a lot more fun. And I like the ability to just create emojis on the fly. They have the Nitro option, which just, I don't know, hooks you up a bigger GIF capacity. It's not really, you don't need to do it.
I keep forgetting, you know. Discord is like a game platform too.
Yeah, exactly. That's when I'm a part of several different Discords that have nothing to do with games.
I am
or video games proper.
I am a big part of, obviously we have like two, three Discords you can fucking remember that are just our friends. You know, I'm a big proponent of the A Link to the Past randomizer Discord. And of course it feels great to be back in the Blazeball Discord now the season's kicked off.
Yeah, like you quite easily forget just how easy it is to have such large communities there. I mean, I'm part of, like, what, the One Piece Discord, where I don't even go there, but they just keep just talking about it. They just talk about the thing, and they tap in every once in a while.
You poke your head in. Like,
it's wild to have it.
What's going on in here?
Yeah, like, it's just, and you can hop in and out. And I was just explaining to Rich, just like, how easy it is to just hop in and out channels. And for whatever reason, Discord streaming is better than, I don't know, like Twitch. It's a different, you can argue, you're not kind of broadcasting it to an entire streaming website platform, which I get. And instead, it's a software application that's on your computer, so obviously it's a little
bit. But
it's
more like,
I would imagine, easier in the back end to stream, but
it's more like showing like a small group. Like, I mean, the reason I use that mostly is if we're hanging out in a Discord channel at night with a couple of our friends or something playing a game, and they're like, "Oh, what are you playing?" I'll just like start streaming it, and people will watch. Like fucking
yeah, but it's
John
like
John watched me play Valheim for like 2 hours the other night. Like,
yeah, like outside of the actual software itself, like with Twitch, I would usually just do it in the beginning, just so that my brothers and their friends or anybody just watch me. But after I do it, I just stream on Discord.
Yeah,
because it's real time. It doesn't have that delay either, and it really is just easy. You know, I mean, we've had video chats before with several other people here as well. It's just pretty wild. In terms of just what's available and how they structure it, but enough of the Discord love. Who cares? I want to talk about Clubhouse.
Yeah, we're here finally talking about Clubhouse. If anyone wants to get us invited to Clubhouse so we can give TED Talks, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, but
Clubhouse is still invite only.
I saw Jeff Gertzman was doing Clubhouse a couple of days
hates
ago, because every once in a while, like once a week, I'll go on Clubhouse and be like, oh, what's happening here? And I saw one with Jeff Gertzman on it. I was like, what is happening?
You know, the funny part is he keeps using it, but all he does is talk about how much he fucking hates it. Like, he's like, yeah. I hate that this thing exists.
Yeah, it's just it's just funny. It's incredible how more and more people are going on it. And
making it
worse as
time passes.
I got it from another
friend
months ago. Yeah, making it just work for them and, like, their platform and then involving it's kind of wild to just see it I think it's just a weird...
I think it's...
This could be a Clubhouse. Like, this is what I mean. Yeah. Like, you walk into the different chat rooms, and it's just talking about things like this, where you have an audience, and people are just going in for speakers. But sometimes the topics are so wild. Like, there was one that's just revolving around, like, dating or bitcoins or...
Dating bitcoins.
Stocks or... dating bitcoins or stock price marketing and anything in between. And you go in them... Sure, you'll get some big people sometimes, like some celebrities or big professionals who are there, or even big writers, and they'll just come and attend and do their thing. But a lot of those rooms, you'll just get some randos who are just talking about things, and I'll hop in sometimes. I'm just in an audience of like hundreds, and these people are just talking on the main stage about something I can't really even comprehend in terms of being an actual... actual essential information for myself personally. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, what the fuck am I doing?
Who got you into Clubhouse? How'd you get your invite?
This was from a friend from work. I'd been catching up with her, and then she was just brought it up. Had you heard of Clubhouse? And I said, I have no idea.
And you learned, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I said I had no idea what that is, and she's like, "Oh, it's great! Like you could have some, like you have some famous people in there, or sometimes you have some entrepreneurs." And I can see the value in it. I do, and I think in time it's going to grow to be something even bigger than what it is now.
I think it's just going to get worse. The more people,
oh, you think so?
Oh yeah, no, I already think it's a bad idea, because there's no oversight for who's talking about what. There's no way to truly verify where you're getting your information from, and that becomes more of a problem the more people get into what was originally, like, my understanding was very much like a Silicon Valley, like, tech bro-y thing, which sounds gross, but also now I think it's just gonna get worse and worse, and then eventually collapse, especially as platforms like Twitter and stuff are now introducing, like, the same thing. Like, is it, like, Twitter Hangouts? Is that what it's called? I can't even fucking remember. Like, Jeff Keighley...
What?
Twitter introduced something like this already.
I don't even know what it's called. I'm trying to think of it,
too. Jeff Keighley's been doing it, like, every night this week.
They've introduced the video record... Or the audio recording messages, too, in the past as well. I've seen some people do that.
Fleets?
And I forget that that even... Yeah, like, I even forget those exist. Twitter has a bunch of weird features that they try out, meanwhile.
Twitter Spaces, that's what it's called.
Space is okay. Yes, I do know about those. And I know that Twitter was even rumored to have that premium tweet functionality soon.
God, I
can't.
In the future,
where you can subscribe to tweets for a price.
I can't wait to be a premium Twitter.
Yeah, I can't wait to see like a premium tweet from somebody I'd be paying money to listen to. That's
absurd. And I'll just be like, balls.
Literally, like that's exactly what I think. That's exactly what I think people would do for it. Because you end up following like their meme streamers or something, and someone's just like, dicks.
I'm just
like, wow, I'm so glad I paid $5 for this
shit.
I'm just so glad.
I'm going to make a premium Twitter, and all my tweets are going to be like, what if Thor was cat?
Yeah. And I'll go, wow, thank you, Rich, for the $15 tweet that I subbed to. Thank you.
What if Donkey Kong was girl?
Like, give me something tangible here. I mean, I would pay for a tweet like that, but I'm biased.
Yeah,
but,
you're already invested in my material.
But yeah, if you're on Clubhouse, I don't know, you could go on and check it out. I encourage people to check it out if you can get invited to it just once. I mean, it's just literal chat rooms and people speaking. And
yeah, I've got a line on people.
I mean, if you find your niche for it or you find your topic, God bless. But yeah.
Get in there. Get in Clubhouse, everyone.
But this is the Gecko Games Cast. Rich and I sometimes talk about games. I don't know.
It's tough because I barely played any this week.
it's a tough landscape out here. But I have played more Loop Hero and I beat Ghouls and Ghosts.
Awesome.
It was a big week for Eric.
Big community
in terms of that
update.
Big week. I do want to hear about Crash. So I'm just curious about how it is.
I dipped in just because I
compares.
I wanted to see what that improvement looked like. The PS5 upgrade for Crash 4, It's About Time got pushed. And it's, you know, it's free if you already had it for the PS4, which is cool. It's about what you'd expect. The frame rate is higher, and it looks just a little bit prettier, which that game already looked pretty fucking good. The main thing for me is like that's a very hard platformer, so more frames are always welcome. I think I want to say my TV is handling it pretty well. I think you're topping at like 120 on that now, which is great. Yeah. Which is great. And that's pretty fucking stable. So I mean, it's not.
That's pretty damn good. That's actually really stable.
There's no new content or anything like that. That game has hit the Switch and stuff. The most jarring sort of transition is I've now seen the screenshots of like the Switch version side by side with that PS5 upgrade, and it's like, woo, they really had to strip down that. My understanding is the Switch version is good.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's good. Like, it is a good, stably running thing, but like, they really had to tear it down visually to get it to run there, which is fine. Like, Crash doesn't need to be the prettiest fucking thing I've ever seen. It's just kind of cool that it can be.
A lot of the games that I see on the Switch, especially with Crash, yeah, I agree. They don't need to be... I mean, honestly, it'd be really cool if... I mean, it's dev effort if they just downed it to Crash, the original Crash graphics, and they put that on the Switch instead. But
is that like that Horizon Zero Dawn at like 78p?
Yeah, something like that. Just really strip it. I wouldn't mind. I never mind as long as it can run. And honestly, as a Switch buyer, you kind of know what you're getting into when you buy a game like that. I would hope so at this point in the game. The only people that I guess wouldn't would be the kids, obviously. Because then if you don't have a big console, like say a PS5 to run it, whatever. But especially handheld mode, as long as it's just running at a consistent frame rate and it doesn't lag where the resolution stripped down to a certain point, that's a win for me. Who cares? It's Crash on the go. You can just have fun with it. They even have the Insane Trilogy on there. That did okay. You know, it's not that bad.
Here, since it's relevant to our conversation, I'm going to drop in our Discord chat here. Take a quick look at Horizon Zero Dawn running at 72p on PC.
I never get tired of this fucking picture. Yep, here we go. Look at those pixels. Those yummy, yummy pixels.
It's pretty fucking great.
Listen, you know what? It's still playing. What's the problem? It's still playing.
It's kind of amazing that you can do that. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. It's still something you can see. So, yeah, I'm not too mad about it. I wouldn't even say mad. I'm not even too judgmental of any Switch ports that come out for it. So long with Crash specifically too, the only thing I always want to see is that they just maintain the difficulty and kind of charm or just general feel of the originals. I think that's always the hardest thing that devs have in front of them.
Crash 4 is fucking hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And I'm glad it is. I always just think that that's usually the hardest thing that you have to do when you're adding on another title in the series for any game. Like, you have to... Because this is what? How many years has it been? Like, over a decade since they've added on to this?
If we want to talk about Crash 3, like... Crash 3 was like 98...
Yeah. That's a long time. So I think that's pretty crazy how Crash 4 is now upon us. You have this game after like Warped and all the other ones that they created, but it's back and I'm glad it's at least good. And I'm glad it looks good too on the PS5.
Got that good fur.
It's got that good fur. In terms of newer things, I mean, I'm going to jump into the news anyways unless you want to talk more about Crash.
No, I think that about does it on that end. You got no big revelations on more Loop Hero, more Ghouls and Ghosts, both still.
No, it's a Loop Hero. Oh, well, I did beat it. I beat Loop Hero just that's the first one, the Lich. And now I'm suffering on the next chapter of it. I beat it with the Warrior. I got the other two classes, the Rogue and the Necromancer. There are three total. I have not played those yet. Really don't want to check them out yet until I really get a feel for what I'm doing as a warrior. I like to beat everything first as one class, then do it again as the other, and do it again.
Get a full understanding. So, okay.
Like a loop, if you would. And
a loop hero.
Yeah, a loop hero. There you go. And that game, I can't stress enough how fun that game is. Loop I'm just such a hero. Big... What?
No, nothing. Continue.
Did you say loop hero?
My name's Loop. Loop hero.
Who do you think you are? My name's Loop. I won't stop singing this game's praises. It's so fucking simple. It's so fun.
Simple can be good.
Simple's good. This is a perfect example of a game that's not too expensive, that is perfectly fun, that you can spend hours just playing.
When that stimmy hits, pick up Loop Hero.
When that stimmy hits. Yeah, when that stimmy hits, please dedicate like 12 of those dollars or $15 depending on the sales.
Call me Stimmy Turner, because I'm going to be dropping wishes.
dropping wishes on those well-known wish list. So please get Loop Hero. Super Ghouls and Ghosts, I really had nothing to say for that. When I finished it, I just felt good. That's it. It felt like a chapter has closed in my childhood that I can comfortably say, okay, we're done with that. It's just over.
That's always a great feel. You know what? You just reminded me of, speaking of feels good, man, that I forgot to put on this list. I talked about finally starting CrossCode last time. I finished the first dungeon in CrossCode. I got the first element. And I'm just liking that game more and more. Like, the dungeon feel of this fucking thing is very, like, old-school top-down Zelda stuff. But, like, way more physics-y and using your sort of disc throwing to your advantage. Like, some of those puzzles were... They always end up being sort of simple on the surface of, like, once it clicks, you're like, I'm an asshole. But just consistently good dungeon design all the way through that first dungeon. Bosses were challenging enough. I want to say that first boss probably took me like 5 or so tries. It was just cleaning my clock for a while until I really figured out how to get the drop on him. I'm going to keep plugging away at CrossCode.
Didn't it feel good, though?
It felt fucking great.
Didn't it feel great when you could do that?
When I cleaned him up by the skin of my fucking teeth.
Yeah, when you clean clocks... It just hits different. There are two things that hit different. One is when you get to a game that you had tried to beat when you were younger and couldn't. And there's kind of there's a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, you may suck at it now when you get older, and you'll think, how the hell did I even do this when I was a kid? And then on the other hand, you may absolutely just crush the shit out of it, because you're thinking, I'm older and wiser now, and this is nothing. I'm glad you figured out CrossCode, though, because on the other side of the coin of it all, whenever you're just facing a really hard or trying boss for anything, and you finally just get it, it's like you could probably play it 2 more times, just slap. And that's the whole point of it.
Also, I took out the first secret boss of CrossCode, which I am going to give big, like, stupidly funny. In the first section of CrossCode, like the first town you leave, the area is called Autumn's Rise. And there are enemies called hedge hags. And they're
hedge hags?
Yeah. And they're
hedge hags.
And they're literally just hedgehogs that attack you everywhere. And there's a secret boss called the blue hedgehag, which is just a blue hedgehag that keeps rolling into a ball and dashing at you.
My favorite.
And he dies, he drops chili dogs. Those are the two pickups you get from him.
How could you not like this game? Please go pick up CrossCode 2. Good. I mean, come on. It's practically amazing. It's not that long of a game, I don't think.
It's
a couple tens of hours.
I want to say there's like 4 dungeons. After beating the first one, I'm at like 8 hours in.
Mm-hmm. It's not too long either. It seems like it's just.
There's a
normal
lot of
for that kind of RPG.
There's a lot of side content, and I'm kind of doing most of it. So, like, I don't think it's anything too impressively dense, but it's an RPG.
Not that bad. I really have no other things to say about games that I've played except really it's just Loop Hero. Have you played more Valheim?
Not much, because none of our friends seem to be quite meshing with it like I did.
Fuck them.
So I think
you know what? That's not on you. That's on them.
To quote Tom, this game isn't fun. And I said, fuck you, man. You're not fun.
He said it's not fun? That's rude.
He just doesn't like things. I'm probably going to shut that server down. It's probably, you know, time.
It's the end of an era?
It's time to sunset it, you know?
It's the end of the era?
It's not really.
It's like the last episode. It's like this server is going to be big. It's like, well, I think it's time to sunset. It was just like when we were talking about Disintegration, that game. Yeah. It's like, oh, this game's gonna be huge. Well, I think it's time to sunset this.
It comes down to, like, I'm not gonna play that game alone. Even if I was, I'm certainly not gonna pay for a server to play it alone.
Yeah. I would say that's a safe bet. And I've heard, well, my brother has been playing more of it. It just sounds like fun. The devs apparently know quite well at this point. I was reading a piece on this. The game is absolutely exploding. And they're quite aware of it. And they're trying to really just map out exactly how they, what direction
they
kind of want to take the game.
I'm sure this is changing their roadmap in ways they can.
I'm positive this thing blew it up. In a good way. In a fun, good way. I'm
yeah, no,
positive it just
that's
blew
awesome for
it
them.
the hell up. Yeah, so I am happy for them. I just am so curious to see how a game like this, when the trajectory skyrockets, how do they actually treat that?
Time will tell.
But yeah, time will tell.
Before we news it up, should I run through the drop real quick?
Yeah, honestly, I think we got through it no time last time, only at the end.
No time at all.
Let's do it.
Cartel Tycoon comes to PC March 18th. Marvel's Avengers is getting its PS5 and Xbox Series X upgrade on March 18th. I think that also drops the Hawkeye DLC at the same time.
Hawkeye?
Yeah, which is free. It's.
I think that game is going to go free-to-play one day.
I think very soon is going to go free-to-play. Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville hits Switch on March 19th. Overcooked All You Can Eat hits PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 23rd. Story of Seasons Pioneers of Olive Town hits Switch in the US on the 23rd. Black Legend hits PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 25th. Evil Inside hits PS5 and PS4 on the 25th. Yakuza 6 finally makes its way to PC on the 25th. Balan Wonderworld comes to PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch to disappoint children on March 26th. It Takes Two comes to PC, PS4, and Xbox One on the 26th. Monster Hunter Rise storming onto Switch on the 26th. Story of Season Pioneers of Olive Town hits Switch in Europe on the 26th. Terminator Resistance Enhanced comes to PS5 on the 26th. And finally, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 gets its PS5 and Xbox Series X upgrade on the 26th.
And we are not going to get another one, which upsets me.
They're doing
or probably
Diablo
not
for some reason.
People, which upsets me.
I am excited to download that upgrade, though, because I want to skateboard at 120 yeah. FPS, baby.
I would love that. I'm excited for Rise. I really
yeah,
am.
I'm excited to hunt Monstars. You know, like a bad guy from the Looney Tunes film.
I have not heard anything else about Marvel's Avengers for a while.
I dipped back in when Kate Bishop came out. I still really want to like that game. But I don't understand the decisions they're making. Like, they finally, in the last update, let you like repeat the story content. Because, as I've said in the past, the best part of that game is the campaign. Like, making it a live game is what makes it not that great. Cause the content still doesn't really feel fun to repeat, which is a shame, because like on the character basis, if there were real new content to enjoy, it would be fun, because Kate Bishop plays very differently than the other characters. Playing as her is fun, but there's just not enough like new content to run with that. Like, Kate Bishop dropped and there were like 5 new missions to run that all lead up to teasing Clint's arrival in the game.
And
they're doing like fucking interesting stories, like the Clint Barton DLC, the like official Hawkeye DLC, is about S.H.I.E.L.D. like sending him into the future to fight like Maestro Hulk.
That's pretty cool.
Like, they're doing interesting stories, but like they don't focus enough on that part of it for it to fucking matter.
Yeah, and also the reality is that their daily player count on Steam, I think, is pretty damn low. I think it's like less than 1,000 people playing the game, which for an online title like that is pretty terrible. I could see it going free to play where they have those events, you know, like when they expanded out to the Maestro stuff or just further content. I could see them offering those packages up for purchase, with the base game and everything, just for the free to play model after they collect their money a little bit more. But it kind of sucks.
They restructured
I really
it
wanted that game
and made the grind
there was
worse.
Nothing about that game that was good from the get-go, from what I saw, in my opinion at least. And I kind of knew it was going to be like a slow burn of a train crash, and I really hope that that's not the case, where it ends up just combusting and going free to play and then going for that model, which whatever, even if it does. But they really could have just had an excellent Avengers game if they just didn't focus on this whole grindy live game service bullshit.
Yeah, if they didn't try to make it the thing that's buried under the live game that's slapped onto it is a great game. It's a great Kamala Khan game.
Yeah. And I'm glad, for the most part, I'm glad those sections are solid. That actually, I'm always glad when a game gets some parts right, because then maybe, hopefully, in the future, you could justify having your own type of title for it. And that'd be cool. But for right now, it's just like a very thinly put together Avengers game that otherwise you don't really care. Like, I wanted something, and it's always the I want that you're not going to get, but I really wish that they had put together a title that looked exactly as it was supposed to, where you have your Avengers, and I really thought you were going to be able to pick and choose kind of who you wanted to be in the same vein that they do, but just with a much more expansive cast, which I understand is very hard with the extensive move sets that they have, but just a very well-structured story that didn't have that live service crap tied to it. I think you could have had a way more fruitful story to it. I think you could have had DLC that would have been way better because you don't need to focus on all the in-game currencies and the loot and all that bullshit. I really just wish they just had a game that just didn't focus on any of that, just was story driven, and you could have had something good. And I still believe in my conspiracy tinfoil hat hut that that was the intention of the game when it was first coming out, because there's very strong story elements to it,
And
and then it
the
just
studio
falters.
handling it is Crystal Dynamics. Like, they're not a they're a Square studio. They're not a live game studio. They made the Tomb Raider reboot. Like, they make good narrative action adventure games.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just a wild one. And I was just over it.
Yeah,
I didn't even get
for
it. It
sure.
was over
The
it.
most
And
disappointing
I saw
part
enough of it.
is like there's still that slate of characters that are presumably coming out, and one of them is exclusively for the PlayStation version, which is why I bought the PlayStation version, is Spider-Man. And the thing that sucks is because Spider-Man is exclusive to the PlayStation version, I bet you there's like no enjoyable content around him dropping. Like, I bet you there's
Yeah, and that was the thing too.
because
Like,
you
there were
can't link
two
him to the
points of being
story if
upset.
he's not in two versions of the game.
Yeah, and there were two reasons that people were upset about this whole thing, and it was, yeah, because number one, you're kind of alienating people, which, due to licensing, you can't help it. It is what it is. But yeah, you're kind of devoid of the opportunity of giving it a proper story unless you do release him. Because then what are you going to do? Devote resources to making it? It doesn't mean make any sense. And also, it's not going to encourage a lot of people to get your game then because you're still alienating a portion from story. So it just sucks. It's
Yeah.
dumb. And I hope that the next time that an Avengers game is made like this or another game from Marvel is made like this, they just avoid that kind of path. I hope it serves to be a cautionary tale, if anything else, just because as a live service game, if that was it from the jump where it was free to play and it was a different kind of game, maybe. But I think it just grew into something that started off as an ambitious RPG that just devolved
I
into what
think
it is now,
you
so.
can end up making something that, like, take the good from it. Like, all the character, like, kits and stuff are really great. And be that diverse with it and be that fun with it, but then at its heart, make it something more like an Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, so who's to say? Maybe over time it'll end up getting much better, but until then, nah. Nah.
Nah,
It ain't
indeed.
here yet.
Not
It ain't
indeed.
here yet. Nah, son. It ain't here.
We,
I'm pretty glad Yakuza, though, is coming out. It's pretty much almost in its entirety on PC, like its entire thing.
It is
The
at this
fact that it's
point.
all on
This
Game
is
Pass.
the last one.
Yeah. I'm so happy. And that's pretty damn cool. I'm glad that game, it also seems to get more and more popular. I still have yet to play it. Shame to say that. But
So good. You would love it so much is the thing.
I'm just glad it's getting spotlight. I know how good the games are, oddly enough, by just not playing it from you playing it, from just seeing other people play it. I'm glad it's just getting its time, especially with Like a Dragon coming out, or it coming out and
Yeah.
getting a lot more popular as well. It's cool to see. I'm glad it's getting its time in the sun. That's also cool. Speaking of Game Pass too, I saw that a lot of the Bethesda titles were released. It's kind of newsy segue, but
Yeah.
I know, but they released they like I don't know like 12 to 15 games from Bethesda on there.
Yeah, there's a you could play Morrowind, which is what we all know you wanted to play.
I thought you were just gonna stop it there and just
And I
go, yeah, you
go,
can play
so I
Morrowind
know there's two games
and Oblivion.
I know there's two games you were asking about, Eric, and don't worry, they're both there. Morrowind and Doom 64 are now on Game Pass.
Ah,
Oh, and Rage 2. I
fantastic.
forgot how much you love Rage 2.
I was waiting for you to say that. Cool. Great. I'm pretty glad that honestly, when I saw Morrowind was there, I was like, I wonder if I should just give that a try again. But then I realized that it's Morrowind and also it's old. And I tried this years ago on Steam, and it just didn't hit the same without mods on it, so.
In terms of, like, cool stuff that was added, like, all of a sudden, that is, like, great that you can sit down and play through all of it on Game Pass now. Like, all the new Wolfensteins are there, Dishonored 1 and 2 are there, The Evil Within is there. There are some great fucking games.
Well, now they're there. New Vegas is there. If you haven't played New Vegas, to anybody listening, go play New Vegas. That's really the gem. I know people, you're either going to be of two kinds. You have two minds. You're going to think Elder Scrolls is the gems, or you're going to think Fallout's the gems. In my mind, it's New Vegas. That's the key. Fantastic game.
Game Pass keeps giving me a, you know, how, like it, like Netflix style, it gives you like those titled like areas of like stuff to look through. Where like recently, added most popular, it keeps giving me one labeled heroes and villains. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I hate that shit. I also like, hate that on Netflix. I saw that they didn't even have.
Where is there a story without heroes and villains? Is this a story where everyone's
Netflix,
neutral?
Unless I'm incorrect. They don't even have like a scary category for movies.
They have a.
But what does hero and villains mean?
They have spoopy.
Yeah, they have suspenseful and thriller, and I'm like, well, where's scary movies? Like what? Heroes and villains. I don't understand because that is very subjective. You could say that anything is
heroes
and villains.
Let me read you through. The first few
Can
games.
Can you give us a live list of the heroes and
Here's
villains and what they consider to be?
The heroes and games filed under heroes and villains. Crackdown 3. Gato Roboto. Shadow Warrior 2. Code Vein. Streets of Rage 4.
A lot of heroes
4,
and villains in that one.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance.
I'm pretty sure there are villains.
Moonlighter. Shadow of War, Tales of Vesperia, just to give you a taste there of a few.
I can say a lot of things about that, but I can't say they're wrong.
No, I mean, because again,
can't say they're wrong.
I don't understand. Point to me the story without heroes or villains. Like, is there a story where everyone's just really passive and
there's no
one has any ambition or goals?
No. No, they don't. They're devoid of all ambitions and goals. If I want to meet the people who make the lists, and I want to meet the people who make the list titles, because if I was, it's so simple to me. You just make, based on the genre, you have your JRPGs, you got your ARPGs, or the Western RPGs.
Yeah, RTSs.
You got your shooters.
Like Pikmin.
Yeah, you got your RTSs. You put Pikmin as your RTS. You got several other action adventure games that are platformers. You just keep it so high level, but they keep trying to use these buzzwords that are trying to catch your eye. Like, hey, you like heroes and villains? Yeah, man. Yeah, I do. It's like, here, play pretty much any game under the sun and you can play that.
Why don't
that.
You try Full Throttle Remastered that somehow has made it into this category?
Why don't you play Burnout Paradise? And I'm like, are the cars the heroes?
Yes.
And that's the end of it. Yes. Yes, it is.
Why don't you,
so
you
that's
play
lovely.
Football Manager Xbox Edition 2021?
Under the Heroes and Villains moniker?
It's not under
At least when it comes to the Bethesda titles, I did read that Phil Spencer pretty much stresses exclusivity with their deal.
Yeah.
And I remember we talked about this when this first came out. And I remember I got into a lot of arguments with my brother about this too. Yeah. I was right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because why not? Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they do
of
that?
Of course they would. It's
ridiculous.
It became like, I was playing devil's advocate in the sense of like, I could see an argument for why they wouldn't, but I also don't think that's likely.
Yeah, no, listen.
And they're going to honor
would
those
be,
existing deals. Like Deathloop is still
I would adore it
PS5.
If they didn't, but it's a business.
Yeah.
And there's just no fucking way if I was them. And I spent that much dosh on it. Hell no. It's like somebody saying, oh, you're going to share? Like, after you buy this really expensive... Imagine you buy this really expensive dinner, and you're really about to dig into it, really about to gnaw on it a bit, you know, delicious. Somebody else just goes, hey, man, thanks. You gonna share this? You're just looking at them. Like, what the hell is this? Like, what the hell is that? No.
Well,
no.
I love watching people freak out about this, and, like, so much for Phil's talk of embracing crossplay. And I'm like, bro, that's not what fucking crossplay is. That's, like...
So much for cross-platform.
Cross-play is, if it exists on both platforms, we're going to allow you to play it with other people on the other, like, bro, are you, what the fuck are you smoking? Like, it's one of those things of, like, oh, I thought Nintendo was promoting cross-play. You don't knock on fucking Miyamoto's door and be like, why isn't Mario on Xbox? Because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, and also, you gotta leave people alone. I mean, what's Phil Spencer just has a job, you know? Like, just, what's he supposed to do? Be the advocate for video games now? Just leave him alone. Yeah, everybody has their jobs.
Exactly.
You gonna hunt down Mark Cerny after he gave his fucking PS5 spec speech?
Yeah,
you gonna hunt
him down and
tell him where's the new res upgrades for just about every console and SSD?
I did, and I said, Mark, what was with the fake people in the fucking audience?
I'm like, Mark, I thought you were all about SSD technology. Why doesn't my Switch have SSD? And he'll be like, what?
What are you talking
about? What? Yeah, like, wait, what?
I was like, Mark,
what do you mean? Phil, you're talking about Games Pass. Why can't I play New Vegas on my Switch now?
Mark, I have a question. Why isn't the Game Boy Advance backlit?
And he just stays there. And he just goes, I can't say.
I said, the launch lineup is impressive, but I can't even play Circle of the Moon. It's too dark.
And then the tabloids just say Mark Cerny hates video games, and that's it. That's the end of it. He hates good games. There you go. Done.
Mark Cerny.
Like the Martin Scorsese version of hating Marvel movies.
Mark Cerny. Martin Scorsese, garbage man, hates The Incredible Hulk.
Garbage
comma,
man Scorsese.
Comma is duty.
PlayStation Communities is closing in April 21. Have you ever used that?
Not in years.
I have not either. This was, for those of you on the PS4 who may have heard of this or may have seen it, this was something that I joined when I first got a PS4. I thought it was a really cool feature. It's basically the ability to join existing communities of people within the PlayStation ecosystem to talk about your favorite games, play with one another, do just a bunch of little things and interact, and...
And it seemed like a good idea.
It was really cool. Yeah. But for all reasons like I'm talking about right now, you have better services now like Discord. So it's like you can just find your own communities. It was cool because it was in platform or in console. So you just needed the internet to go do it. And I remember I joined several. Like I remember I did Metal Gear Solid for the Phantom Pain at the time, and it was just a community group to talk about it. There was one for Killzone, there was one for Fallout, just about a lot of popular games that had their communities up for it. The one thing that killed it for me was the interface for it sucked, and it was a pain in the ass to go through all of it. I kept getting notifications for the communities when I didn't want them, and even if I muted them for whatever reason, they would creep back into things. It just ended up being a lot more maintenance. What?
They go, hey, buddy.
Yeah, they literally go like, hey, you have 50 new community posts about Metal Gear Solid. And I'm like, I thought I muted that. And they're like, well, we have 50, and now there's 50 more. A lot of good content in here. And I go in, and it's just people being like, I love Meryl. I'm like,
Me too. They were always hateful, and they'd spam them to my phone. Like, I'd be on a date, and I'd pick up my phone, and it would just be like, Revolver Ocelot is a cuck. And I was like, what?
I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
And you show the date, and you go, look at this.
This guy says, Otacon's a weeb.
If PlayStation had an easier interface for party systems, friend bases, I would totally be all, I would have been all over it.
Yeah, you loved PlayStation.
Even in PlayStation 5, it's still a pain in the ass. It's still a testament. Again, I'm only using Discord as the placeholder here just because it's the current software, and I'm not a shill for it. It's just, when I play even on PlayStation, it's very rare that I'm going to be using the party systems, and instead I'm going to be using the existing system that I have with Discord. Like, it's just a very rare occurrence because there's no need to do anything on the console. You have to make multiple party rooms, which is preposterous. Anytime you're adding somebody in, it makes a new party on top of that, so you have the existing party and the previous party that you made. You have like 10 different copies of all these different things. And yeah, you can remove them and then you can organize it a bit, but then why should you have to do that? That's like even Xbox Live, honestly, back in the 360 days, even that shit was more sophisticated back in the day when we were able to get a party going because anybody could just drop in and drop out. It was way easier.
Remember Netflix Party?
But for whatever reason, PlayStation just sucked at it. And with the PS5, I was really hoping it'd be better because they were having the party lobby systems. But then they made that update for the PS4 and now the PS5 with the different invites and different lobbies. And it just...
It sucks.
It just messed everything up. It mucked it all up. And it made something worse. And I'm just sitting here thinking, why can't these guys get it right? And then you have Nintendo using a fucking app to not talk... To talk through your phone, to talk to the Switch, to not talk to Switchers.
What, don't you, don't
it,
you
it makes me
phones?
Lose my mind. Yeah, literally. It's a don't you people have phone kind of deal. And it makes me lose my goddamn mind because on the surface, with my ignorance, it seems so simple. But Xbox did it just fine.
Yeah.
They still do it just fine. And I don't even own a Series X. But if I did, I'd probably have an easier time with managing my friends list. I'm thinking of the 360 back with fondness just because it was so easy to have a collective party of people and just jump in, jump out, no problems whatsoever. Have people on the friend list and just go with it.
Remember movie parties where you could watch Netflix together?
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Like, cool. Seems easy on the surface because other people were doing it. Why can't that be replicated? You have the capabilities on this console, or I'm picking on PlayStation, but you have the Switch and PlayStation's capability to play some of the top games on the market today.
Mm-hmm.
If these bastards can't even devote the time and the resources to giving me an elegant party system that's just seamless jump in, jump out, tells you that your friends are online, tells you what's going on. They have the clean interface. I'm actually a big fan of the PlayStation 5 interface when I know a lot of people I've spoken to are not. They think it's kind of too much. The one thing I would just change to the store. But, like, just get the party down here. And now Communities is gone because it sucked.
Yeah.
And it was more of a symptom than the actual disease, which
but
is the
that's
fix.
That's what we're here for. Bring back PlayStation Home.
I can't even... They've actually had... Fuck PlayStation Home. They've had good ideas. They've had good ideas. They just don't... They have trouble with the execution of them, which you could say about any product, but they had some good ideas there. So that's that. That's life.
That's that.
Thank you for listening to my rant. I actually didn't even mean to get that defensive on there, but thank
God,
you for the
man,
rant.
You thought
there
I was fucking attacking you or some shit.
No, like, like the Switch. Why can't I just join a voice chat system on the fucking Switch
because
when
you
it's
have
docked?
A phone.
Like,
can't you just call your friend?
No. And why do I have to do this bullshit for the Animal Crossing app?
Do you remember
on the thing?
Do you remember the night we played like a bunch of Animal Crossing, and instead of using a Nintendo chat, we all just like sat in a Snapchat call?
Yeah, this is exactly what I mean. Yeah, and there are times where I've even been playing, say, with Mike or Parmisi, and we'd be playing Warzone, and I'd be like, "Oh, hop on the Discord," and I'm like, "What? I'm like, why wouldn't we ever just hop in PlayStation chat?" And it's like, "Oh, because it sucks."
Yeah,
it sucks.
Because it's bad.
But thank God for things like these, for systems and software like this. That's that. PlayStation Community is a wrap. If you actually used it at this point, I'm impressed. You should write to us and tell us about it and your time with it. I gave up on it after easily a month or two of having it. I thought it was a pretty cool feature at first, but interface just made it impossible for me.
Impossible.
You want to speculate how bad the Snyder Cut's going to be?
Yeah, the thing is, when I was thinking about this, I didn't know reviews were already out, so it looks like we don't really have to speculate that much.
We can talk about personal speculation.
We haven't seen it.
Usually if a movie gets decent reviews anyways, who knows?
It's getting terrible reviews.
I thought it got good reviews so far.
Oh, no, it's getting horrible reviews.
What? I thought it was getting like, I thought it had like a 70,
no.
Yeah, it's a 75%, man.
From who?
From Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that doesn't count.
This is live. This is live right now. I'm looking at the tomato meter. It has 102 reviews and it's 75%. I'm not shitting you. I'm actually surprised.
I'm looking at like CNET review, Snyder Cut, Justice League review. Still a mess, now a million years long. Let's see. Who's talking about it? I think I saw IGN gave it like a 3. Like as far as like actual critic reviews pouring in and me seeing people's takes on it, it seems to be like it's still a bad movie, now it's just longer.
Yeah, I saw that it was about 70-ish% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the thing is, even if it gets mediocre reviews, don't get me wrong, I'm happy. I'm a huge DC shill. Love DC. But there's not a snowball's chance in hell I'm going to watch that full thing. There's no way. For 4 hours? That's so long.
That's the thing. And, like, here's
Lord of the Rings is only, like, Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship, is only, like, 3 hours and 40? That's not even that long. And that's an infinitely better movie. Like, I don't want to spend that much time watching this to justify that it's good to me. I don't care enough.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't want to... I'm not even happy it got made. Because I don't understand Zack Snyder or why we keep giving him work. I hate everything he makes.
Yeah.
He's done, like, a halfway decent job with some things. Like, I always give Zack Snyder Watchmen because, like, his shitty dark tones, like, fit Watchmen better than, like, the happy, joyous tones. But, like, I don't think Zack Snyder gets mainstream DC. Like, I don't want Zack Snyder Superman because he doesn't fucking understand Superman.
I just don't care enough. And I really wanted the initial Justice League to be good. I still think the best part about Justice League wasn't even the movie itself. It was the cast shot that they took that mirrored Alex Ross's piece of the original Justice League where they're all kind of stancing. And they didn't even have Green Lantern in that shit. But this one, I know they got Martian Manhunter in it. I know they referenced the Green Lantern. I know that they got a bunch of shit. It's just, I think I'm just going to look up individual clips of it when somebody eventually cuts it. And then just watch those clips of the scenes that I hadn't seen. But I don't need to see more Darkseid. Darkseid's not going to make it better.
No.
Black Superman's not going to make me love the movie.
Granny Goodness is in this movie.
Yeah, Granny Goodness isn't going to make me love this movie. And I love Granny Goodness. Not going to make me love it.
But, you know, like...
It's just...
The thing is, when you tell me, like, you know, Granny Goodness is in, I'm like, what? They didn't have time to explain that away.
Yeah. It was so much ambition. So much ambition, and I'm not a film critic. I'm just an everyman like you and me.
I'm a film critic.
Oh, are you?
I never actually got anything published, but
I mean,
I wrote stuff.
If you're self-proclaimed, I'll run it. You're a film critic, and you are a film critic.
I mean, I'm a game
critic. And this is true. Now you do film.
Okay, great. This is our first.
This is a film cast. I think it'll end up being a mediocre fucking movie. I don't even know why I had to use profanity for that one.
I think
it's going
to
be a mediocre fucking movie.
I think it'll be fucking bad.
I think it's going to be ass. I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to throw it out there. I think it's going to be ass. And you know what? That's no fault of the cast. I also heard that the cast had less than ideal conditions when they were working on this film. Ray Fisher, the guy who plays Cyborg, said that he was harassed and abused on the set. There was so much shit going on here that I don't even give a shit to give Snyder the benefit of the doubt with this. This man made a 4-ish hour long runtime movie about superheroes when Marvel literally could do it, granted across the span of a couple of years, but they still made the Avengers in like a strong 5 years.
Yeah.
And DC literally just needed to replicate it, and people would have ate it up anyway because superhero fatigue was not there yet. You could have made your Batman film with Ben Affleck, who I still think was the best casting that you had for it so far.
I think Henry Cavill's great. I just think he's been giving nothing but shit direction so far.
Because, you know, I watched The Dark Knight the other day.
Did you now?
Why? Because it's on Netflix. For whatever reason, Batman Begins and The Dark Knight are now on Netflix. Have no fucking clue why Dark Knight Rises isn't on there. Licensing?
That's okay.
I don't know.
You don't need it. Don't Batman know. Begins is the best of the three.
I just wanted to skim it. I just wanted to skim it. And just see it. So, like, I like when they have Scarecrow's in Dark Knight Rises. I like
Everybody
that.
Loves,
so,
yeah. Fire Rises.
I'm watching this movie of Dark Knight, and obviously that's the titular superhero film for DC of, like, a masterclass of how a good Batman film should be and also just a good film. So, you got this movie. 10 out of 10. Great. Fantastic. DC sees this thing, and they're like, hey, what if everything was like this? So they pick one of the brightest symbols of hope on planet fucking Earth and the most unrealistic man in his underwear with his dog with the cape to go, yeah, we're going to do this, but
like the Dark Knight.
We're going to get real. We're getting real with it, like the Dark Knight. And they put that stupid lens flare shit in there and make it muted.
And
Pa Kent gets sucked in by this random NATO. You telling me little Clark wouldn't pick up Pa Kent from the tornado? Okay. And he dies.
That's where I stopped.
It's
That's
just
that
a very weird movie.
That movie is great until the fucking tornado scene.
Like, Pa Kent's all about embracing who you are, but also hiding yourself. But then his life's on the line. You're going to tell me that guy's not going to be like, hey, you should do it? Like, I understand why, but he dies, which kind of betrays the whole Superman bit. General Zod's there. Love the General Zod in that. Dude gets his neck snapped. They level Metropolis, which also wouldn't happen. There's just a lot of things that just happen all over the place, and that's supposed to be in place of realism. So DC does mediocre, which is ridiculous because it's Superman. And they do this for about all of their other films until we get to Justice League, where they just rush this shit, where they go, okay, we did Batman. No, we didn't, actually. We did Superman. We did Wonder Woman. And we did, I think Aquaman came out after?
Yeah. And you know what sucks is, like, Wonder Woman is great. Wonder Woman
It was.
2
and then Wonder Woman 84
was
sucked.
One of the worst movies I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah, I think we watched it. When did it come out? Christmas? I think we watched it Christmas Eve on HBO Max.
Yeah.
That blew. It's like, that was just a family thing we put on the background. It actually
I remember specifically talking to you about it, like, the day after, when I was like, hey, did you watch Wonder Woman 84 yet? And you were like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to ask you a question. That sucked, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I didn't know if it was just
I
me.
Remember that. It was a riff. It was just a riff against it, because... And I don't even know what went wrong there. And the worst thing is, everybody will say COVID or any of that. I don't know, man. A lot of it just seemed to be bad writing, and I kind of was a little miffed about it, just because I was thinking, man, I'm more miffed at the potential of what you can actually create on film with this, and you can have such a great, colorful, expansive universe that just, you don't need to be engrossed in it. Superhero fatigue in the movies are real. I started getting fucking tired of it, but when you look at what Marvel's doing, like, they had WandaVision, which,
I enjoyed it for
but
what
you're
it was.
Getting a new Ant-Man with Kang the Conqueror.
Hell yeah.
Like, they just don't give a fuck. Yeah. They don't care. They just don't care.
They really don't.
And that's cool.
In a way that's
DC
great.
Started not giving a shit. They started because they were like, oh, you like the Birds of Prey? Here's Birds of Prey. Decent movie, very run-of-the-mill, but fine. They came out with it. Cool. They started coming out with their individual films. Shazam was great.
Yeah.
Cookie-cutter movie, but great. Great movie. Liked it a lot. And you were thinking, man, we're going to get a Shazam with Mr. Mind eventually. Great. Ease into the skid. I really thought DC was about to do the 180 turn for it. But until then, you had Justice League, which was one of the... It's just such a straightforward, cookie-cutter, shitty movie that throws so much concept at you that could have been split into, like, two different things, and they just didn't bother to. Like, why do you have to have Darkseid and Apocalypse in one fucking movie?
You don't.
Like, why?
You don't. And, like, I hate this, like, there's this sort of, like, argument where people try and defend, like, that version of Superman where they're like, oh, the fucking Boy Scout shit doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, no, but it does. And I think, like, Marvel's success with Captain America proves that. Like,
literally.
The pure on, like, I always say, like, I think Chris Evans was such a great pick for Captain America because there are a few people who I think can deliver lines like that and it feel genuine. Like, there's that scene in the first movie where, like, Bucky's asking him about why he keeps, like, getting... Like, you know, standing up, these guys getting his ass kicked or whatever. He's like, I just don't like bullies. And it's like, you know,
yeah,
like, nobody...
That's
like,
it. Done.
He's so genuine about it in a way that's like, that's hard to sell, but it works.
And there's comedy tied to it, too, where that actually does work. Marvel's known for doing that bullshit comedy that it always does. And it does get a little tiring sometimes, but with Captain America, it works because it's supposed to be ridiculous. You know it's a little bit too far into being a Boy Scout because it's antiquated. Superman... Watch the Christopher Reeve films. Please. It's like, they're good and they're fun. They have the opportunity to be fun and campy at the same time while still giving you a good message and not just being a bunch of crap. And the new ones, I kind of feel bad for Henry Cavill, just like I felt bad for Ben Affleck, because you had such great talent to do it. You had such great looks to it. And you just couldn't do it. You're telling me we couldn't have a really bright Superman movie that just focused on, like, I don't fucking know, Metallo? It didn't even need to be Brainiac.
Sure.
Brainiac could have been in the second movie. You didn't need to go too hard. You could have just had something easy, and it would have been fine. And then you build up to Lex Luthor, maybe even being president. You could have had some cool-ass shit, and Justice League, the animated series, does it perfectly. It's like, there's no other difference than the movies just trying to replicate
Give
what they had previous success with.
Bizarro.
Give me Bizarro! Totally fine. What, wouldn't that be funny?
I
want to
watch
the
Bizarro whip a child into the ground and declare, you not Superboy, Superboy, no break.
And you tell me that wouldn't get some laughs out there.
Probably wouldn't. He murdered a child, we don't say.
You tell me that wouldn't get laughs out of the audience. I just think that there's such an opportunity for it, and they just always squander it. So with this movie in general, I'm not interested in it only because I don't want to remember that this is what it is now. That's it. I literally don't want to think that this is the direction that they're going to continue to go in, even if it ends up being decent, because it's shitty. Yeah. It's just a shitty direction to go in. I don't even get me started on the Flash, which I'm not even going to get into now, but let me tell you something. Ezra Miller's Flash, not Ezra Miller, the actor, his Flash character for Barry Allen, it's garbage. It's garbage, bro. And that's it. That's actually all I got to say about it. It's just straight up hot trash. I hate it. And the lightning effects and everything that they have in that movie, so cool. Still infinitely hyped for a Flash movie, always and forever. Big shill for it. It's just...
I hate the costume.
Fucking terrible. I hate the costume. I hate the character. It's like not Barry Allen. They couldn't even make the dude fucking blonde. Would that have killed anybody?
Barry Allen.
Like in the writer's room? Would that have killed anybody in costume department and just slap a blonde wig on the guy?
Would that have hurt someone? Barry.
Would that have actually hurt somebody? Would that have ruffled some feathers up with management? Like, who made that decision and why? Why is it so important?
Barry Allen. It's a comic book.
And then somebody's going to say, well, why is it important for you to have blonde hair? And I'm like, it's not. But if you're going to do the character, it's like, then just do it. Don't give me a completely new person with a different personality, you know, with different hair, with different structure and all that, a different occupation.
You know what's a great camp moment that I'd love to see played out on the big screen? It's one of my favorite Justice League cartoon moments ever. Memorable episode. Anyone who's watched Justice League cartoon probably remembers this one. When the Legion of Doom steals that technology that allows them to body swap with people, and Lex Luthor is trying to body swap with Superman, and he accidentally body swaps with Barry Allen, the Flash. And he goes, well, as long as I'm in here, I might as well learn who the Flash is. So he goes to the bathroom and takes the mask off, and he just goes, I have no idea who this is.
It's perfect. Tell me that's not a perfect comedic moment. Imagine that actually happening in theaters where somebody does that. They just go, I have no idea who this is. With, like, Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. There's just so much opportunity. And I just realized I'm still capable of a good old nerdy rant. It makes me feel good. It's just, that's why I don't care about that. And I don't like the people out there who are just like, oh, you gotta watch Zack Snyder's film. You gotta have faith in Zack Snyder's film.
Not even a little bit.
It's not that I don't even... I clearly care, otherwise I wouldn't be riffed about it. I just don't care that you like it.
Yeah.
At all. Fair. I just don't care. I don't even want to argue the semantics as to whether or not it's a good movie to you. I'm actually glad it's a good movie to you. I just can't justify spending 4 hours of my life watching a mediocre movie. I just can't.
Here's what I'll say. And before we roll out, let me give you my quick take on it. If you're like, hey, this is a good movie to me, you're wrong. It's bad. But I don't have the time to explain to you why.
Yeah, I just don't have the time, nor do I have the effort. I mean, I just spent 20 minutes doing it. But that's all I'll ever give at best. I can't break it down. It's impossible. It's a waste of talent. And I actually wished Aquaman 2. I really liked Aquaman, the movie. Jason Momoa is great Aquaman. Just also a little questionable in terms of what the hell we're doing with this. Nobody knows.
The movie
I really
had
wish,
Willem Dafoe in it.
I wish. I actually wish and hope that Willem Dafoe stays in. And also, I hope they just keep having one-offs. DC should have done this so long ago. Just take your famous stories like The Long Halloween, take your Kingdom Comes, take your Superman Dies, Superman Returns, just make a movies. You'd be fine. You would actually be fine. Yeah. And the source material is all there for you because your writers can't write shit. Like, just be chill.
Just be chill.
You'll get some immediate, you get some immediate,
can't you guys just
immediate brownie points with the audiences because they're still good stories. So you just, that's exactly what Marvel's doing. Marvel's not creating any new wheels here. They're just taking from previous characters and going, oh, what are we going to do with this shit?
Here's the thing. Like, Marvel has laid it out at this point where they've been doing this for years, and they, like, have this toy box of characters now. And they're like, let's look at old stories and adapt them to work with the characters we currently have in play or plan to introduce in the next 5 years. And let's have fucking fun with it.
I would love that. And I would love to experience a good DC movie, truly. So far, we're back on the slump. And I hate that, because I so desperately want these to be good.
I hope.
Because there's so much good material.
I hope the Batman is good.
I really do. I really do hope that that's good. You only saw like a minute of a clip that they actually were able to film because of COVID, but I truly do hope that that's at least good.
Filming has wrapped on it today, I believe, actually.
Great news. Honestly. I truly hope that that ends up being a great movie, because it looked cool.
I encourage everyone to look up the cut of that trailer. Where the scene where he's, like, wailing on the gangbanger, it's the exact same trailer, except that part lasts, like, 5 minutes.
It's just him punching him over and over.
I think he's cutting back to the guys in the crowd looking at him, like...
And, yeah, just... Come on, get your stuff together. But yeah, I'm going to be watching Justice League on Thursday anyway, so be there for the draw. It's like, what? No.
Anyway, just, be there, we're doing it live.
Yeah, be here doing it live, sponsored by Zack Snyder himself, though. Be sure to check it out.
We're going to have Zack Snyder on the cast next week.
Do I get the brooms out?
It's like a television shit heel. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Poor Zack. The guy's been through so much, too, to just be called a shit heel. But
I don't think he's a shit heel. I just don't. Like, I don't understand his vision of, like, everything needs to be grimdark, and I don't agree with it or like it.
And religious, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, everyone's Christ. The Joker literally wears a crown of thorns. Thanks to Advocate for our wonderful intro and Heather Ramos for our artwork. Ask us questions, GeckoGamesPodcast@gmail.com. Eric, where can people find you to send you still shots from Zack Snyder's Justice League?
Oh, please send them to me. DM me at beautiful_Eric on Twitter. Please DM them to me. Just give me your stills. Don't even care.
Stills. I take all my hate mail at the Richmeister Zero on Twitter or at my other home at swordshop.com. Until next time. We have Snyder stuff to watch.